Log Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Pastor August Francis with Tell Them Outreach Church in Beaumont, Texas, and the Tell Them Outreach Fellowship and Network and Remnant Church Bible Institute. For those of you who usually listen to RCDI broadcasts, we'll be moving that to Fridays beginning this week. So be tuned in on Friday for the RCBI broadcast. My wife and I were talking about something yesterday, and it sparked a short discussion, but one that stuck with me. Before I get into that, I want to tell you to go to our Tell Them Outreach Church of Beaumont, Texas Facebook page, or to the Jesus is Lord over the Golden Triangle Facebook page. And we've placed there a challenge, I guess you could say, an instruction for the prayer army. The Lord laid on my heart. I've heard so much about politics. I've heard the things on you know, talk radio and things of that nature, talking about the situation here in the United States and the problems with the President of the United States and so on and so forth. And the Bible says to pray for those who are in authority. And in the Old Testament, it says that the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. So the Lord laid on my heart to call us to prayer. Not just prayer for the president, but prayer that the president gets saved, born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. And for the next month, we're going to be praying fervently that there come about a change, not in the politics, but in the man. That he be saved and filled with the Spirit of God. Forget all of the pundits, forget all of the talk radio show people who are saying we need to vote this one in and vote that one out and all of this kind of stuff. The Lord is in control. In the Old Testament, the Lord used heathen kings to bring about his promises for the people of God. United States, you want more time to do what God has called you to do? The world, you want more time to do what the Lord has called you to do, then do what the Bible says. You can vote if you want to. That's you know, I'm not talking about voting. I'm talking about what the Bible says to do, and that's to pray for those in authority. So pray that your leaders be saved and filled with the Spirit of God, and let's watch the Lord work. We've been putting this in the hands of men for far too long. Let's put it in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ and pray the Father that he would save the President of the United States. I would love to have a saved, spirit-filled, tongue-talking president in the White House. And you don't vote that in. That comes in by the Spirit of God. Now, if you have your Bibles, we can get into what I was talking about just a few minutes ago, and that's the discussion that I have with my wife regarding the issue of what we do. We were talking about the fact that we're kind of tired, I guess you could say, kind of worn out from just doing things. And I've heard more and more people just kind of put everything on the sideline because they're tired, they're exhausted. They've done this and they've done that, and they haven't seen what they desire to see. Well, in Galatians chapter 6, beginning at verse number 7, Galatians 6 and 7, it says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Now, we are definitely used to hearing that because, that's right. Don't watch what you're doing. You know. Let's hear the whole thing. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh, shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit, shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. For as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Now, this is telling us real, in simple terms, that the only way to reap is to keep on doing what we're doing. Be not deceived. God's not mocked. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. Now, it talks about of the flesh reaping, you know, the flesh, and of the spirit reaping the spirit. And that's not just talking about evil deeds. That's talking about just sometimes we sow to the flesh just in doing nothing, just deciding I'm not doing anything. I'm just gonna. I hear this expression, and I have learned to vehemently dislike this expression, and that is I'm gonna do me. That is. To me, that's the height of flesh. That's saying I don't care about anybody but myself. I have no desire for anybody but myself. And when you hear a person that is a parent say, you know, I'm going to do me, then, you know, you just said to your children, forget you. You know, you don't realize that, but that's what you said. You said, forget everybody but me. I'm the only one that matters. I'm the only one that counts. And that's reaping. That's sowing to the flesh. That's what the Word of God is talking about when sowing to the flesh. Just you, whatever you want. If you want to do nothing, then that's sowing to your flesh. If you want to ignore what's going on, then that's sowing to your flesh. If you don't want to pray because you don't feel like it, that's sowing to your flesh. And therefore, your flesh is going to get stronger. If you, you know, whatever it is, whatever it is that's not of the Spirit is sowing to your flesh. I mean, we do relax. We do play games, we do this, we do that, we do the other, and there's nothing wrong with that. Jesus told his disciples, come apart and rest a while. There are times when you just, as we say, veg out, you know, but when you have a steady diet of that, then you're sowing to your flesh. And the fact is, when you look around you, there are things the Lord wants you to do. When you experience life, there are things that the Lord is speaking to you to be involved in, to do, to function in. And it gets old. I'm not going to kid you and tell you that you know, you can just breeze through and everything is great and, you know, sometimes in ministry, stuff just gets old. You treat people nice, and they treat you like dirt. You pray for people, and they throw things at you. I understand that. I've been through that. I get that. But the Word of God says, ye shall reap if you don't pass out. Now, you know, you got to think about this. Paul writes to the Galatian church. He says, ye shall reap if you faint not. What does that mean? That means that whatever you're doing could cause you to pass out. So he's telling you, you're going to get worn out. You're going to get exhausted. You're going to feel like passing out. You're going to feel like falling out. That's part of it. I'm sorry. That's just part of it. You know, when you think about what the apostles did, what we try to do, I'll put it this way. I'll get on the computer and I'll type this or type that and post this and post that, and work on the website and so on and so forth. And guess what? I get tired. If I get tired sitting at a computer typing using my little fingers, what do you think the disciples did? Because they had to walk everywhere. There was no pick up the phone and call somebody. There was no posting on Facebook. There was no there were no gospel tracts. There weren't even Bibles. So when Paul wrote, "Be not weary in well doing, for ye shall reap as you faint not," man, he knew what fainting was all about. He knew we're going from one place to another in the heat of the day, riding on a horse or walking or whatever, to get from one city to another to speak, not to sell videos and CDs and DVDs and books and do a book signing and go to an opening of a new play that he produced and all this kind of stuff. No. He was involved in people's lives on a day-to-day basis. And that gets old. When you deal with people, that gets old. Some folks just, no matter how much you pour into them, they take it and pour it back out on the ground. And your attitude is not always up. You don't always feel like smiling. I see these guys, "I always have a smile on my face." Well, I don't. I'm sorry. Sometimes, like Walter Hawkins wrote years ago, sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain. You know, sometimes you just want to stop and say, look, this merry-go-round of Christian life and ministry is exhausting. And the Holy Spirit knew that, and he did not sugarcoat it. Keep doing what you are called to do, because you will see results if you don't pass out, if you don't give up. And that is always the challenge. The Lord is amazing in the fact that he will bring you to a point of wanting to pass out. He will bring you to a point of wanting to just drop, and you feel like dropping. You feel like stopping. You feel like in the middle of your walk, you feel like sitting down in the middle of the road and just crying. And, you know, I can't give you anything that the Word of God doesn't give you. I can't give you anything that the Holy Spirit doesn't give you. And he is very, very straightforward about it. You got to keep pushing, because you're going to reap if you don't pass out, if you don't faint. Now, how do you not faint? How do you not give up? How do you come to a place of saying, "Okay, Lord, we got this. With you, I have this because you've got it and I'm with you." How do you come to that place? Keep your eyes on him. Keep your eyes on him. You've got to look at him and get your strength from him. You're not going to get your strength from people patting you on the back. You're not going to get your strength from people walking up to you and saying, "Oh, you've done such a wonderful job and I appreciate you so much." Those things may happen. But you know what? There are some times when you're so exhausted that that isn't enough. that you really think that that's not enough. You can't handle it. You can't put up with it. You have to get the strength from the Lord. You have to ask Him to keep you. You have to ask Him to hold you. You have to ask Him to have His way in your life. You have to talk to Him. You have to communicate with Him. You have to pray. You have to seek His face. You have to talk to Him and listen to His voice. You have to read His word. Those are things that you have to do. David said he encouraged himself in the Lord. And sometimes, I mean, I can't, like I said, I can't sugarcoat this for you. Sometimes that's what it takes. Lord, you got to do this in me. I've got to have something. Give me a word. Give me a, you know, I've got to have something to hold on to. I've got to keep my eyes on you. Now, there was a television program, and one of the lines of the theme song was, "Keep your eyes on the prize." And sometimes you just have to, look at where you're ultimately going with this. That's the only thing that drives you. It's like life. Some of you, whatever you do for a living, that, you know what I mean, you get paid to do. If you didn't get paid to do it, you wouldn't do it. I can't imagine that as much needed as garbage men are, sanitation engineers, as you know, the politically correct term, as much as they are needed, I don't know a whole lot of people that says, you know, even if they didn't pay me, I'd go out every day and pick up garbage. No. What keeps them going? Paycheck. Paycheck. They took the job because, hey, it may not look like much to you, but there's a nice paycheck. What I do, you know, what I do during the course of the day, a lady walked past me one day and she says, "Oh, you got a nice, easy job." And I looked at her and I said, "Yes, the weather's good." And she thought about it. "Oh, yeah, I guess it must suck sometimes." Huh? That's what she said. And why do I do what I do? Would I get out there and say, "Oh, yeah, I'd be glad to do it"? No, I like the paycheck. What I do every day, when I go to work, because I'm not full-time in ministry, when I go to work, I'm going to work because every 2 weeks there's something in my bank account. And that's what you have to do. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season, when the time comes, there's going to be a paycheck. What's that paycheck? That paycheck is being able to see Jesus, being able to be in His presence, knowing that all fear, all doubt, all sickness, all pain, all frustration, all the garbage of life will be gone. That's payday. So I want it. No. You think about payday. Sometimes on your payday, you can't even enjoy your payday because you're working on your payday. So you can't even enjoy it. You can't just take the money and do whatever you want to do. But when we see Jesus, because He lives, I can face tomorrow. That's what the songwriter wrote. And that's the payday I'm talking about. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds my future. My life is worth the living just because He lives. That is what I'm talking about. You have to keep your eye on the prize. You have to look toward payday. It's not. There are going to be good days when everything seems to be going right, and there are going to be Murphy's Law day. What's Murphy's Law? whatever can go wrong will go wrong. There will be days like that. Don't let people tell you, oh, I have faith, none of those things ever happened to me. Well, bless your heart. That's wonderful for you. But I don't know a whole lot of people where nothing ever goes wrong. And if you really talk to them, they'll tell you, oh, stuff goes wrong. We just pray and believe God. Well, that's still going wrong. And it gives the opportunity for frustration and doubt and fear. But what do you have to do? Seek the face of the Lord. Keep your eye on the prize. There's something more important than right now. There's something more important. If you get your paycheck, I'm going to go back to paycheck. If you get your paycheck and there's a party tonight and the light bill is due tomorrow, you have a choice. You can use your whole paycheck to party, or you can pay your light bill so you can see for a month and you can operate in your home for a month. You've got to keep your eyes on what's the thing you have to get to. Where are you going? Not what's right now. Oh, I got $1,000. I can play. Yeah, you can play. You can play, but you'll be sitting in the dark tomorrow. You'll be wondering where your next meal is coming from tomorrow. You've got to keep your eye on the prize. You've got to look ahead. You've got to look beyond today. And if I'm to do the will of the Lord, I've got to look beyond today. I've got to look beyond that mean person who tells me that I'm no good. I've got to look past my failures, my own faults. I've got to look beyond the problems that I'm having today. As the cartoon character said, I've got to look beyond what I see. I've got to move past this. I've got to know there's something ahead. What's ahead? His name is Jesus, and he's made promises to me, and the promises that he's made to me, he has never failed to keep, and there's no reason I should start to doubt him now. And so I have to look beyond today. Yes, I get weary. Yes, I almost faint. But if I will keep on doing what I'm supposed to do, then I will get there. And then, to close, Paul writes something interesting. He says, especially when opportunity arises, treat the saints of God well. And that's one thing that the church, or the church people, fail in. We will go out of our way to invite the sinner, to tell, oh, you need to come. Oh, the Lord doesn't care. Oh, the Lord will forgive you. But if a saint of God falls and they try to come back, them we punish. We want to make them do penance. Paul says, if you're going to treat anybody right, treat your family right. Treat your spiritual family right. Do good things to them. Do good things for them. Treat the household of faith like you know you're related. And you're going to reap if you don't faint, if you don't give up, if you don't pass out. I heard that expression again yesterday. Somebody says, yeah, whatever doesn't kill you make you stronger. That's cute. But the fact is, there are some things I want to kill my flesh. I want it to kill me so that I can reap in the Spirit. Be not weary. Don't get tired in doing what the Lord has called you to do, because if you'll hang in there, if you'll hold on, if you will not quit, if you will not pass out, if you'll look toward tomorrow, the tomorrow of being with the Lord, then you'll reap. You'll reap. You will see. You'll see results. You'll see results, but you got to do it knowing that payday is coming. Payday is coming. Well, I thank you for being with us today. I appreciate you. And remember, the RCDI broadcast will be moving to Friday this week, if the Lord tarries. And so we'll continue the studies there with the Remnant Church Bible Institute. But I ask you to keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. You may not see results today. You may not see results tomorrow. But payday is coming. Be not weary in your well-doing, for ye shall reap if you faint not. Until the next time.